construction insurance know-how. 5. Annual policies. Annual declarations.
Annual policies are a fantastic way to efficiently administer your client's construction insurance needs. This is because one policy can be issued which automatically covers all your client's projects that fall within the defined parameters shown on the policy schedule and described in this know-how. The downside, though, is we can't always be 100% confident that all the insurance needs of every project are being met during the course of the year. We need to rely on our clients' mindfulness of insurance to bring issues regarding cover to our attention at the time, and insurers' experience, things can often get overlooked. This means it is really important that we capture key details of all the projects undertaken by our insured during the policy period at the time of renewal. Shorer Construction's annual declaration forms are designed to do just that.
This edition of Know-How helps explain the extent of coverage under the Shorer policy, how it works in practice, and how Shorer's innovative approach can help you, our broker, and our mutual clients. So what does Shorer do with the declaration?
There are three elements to the declaration. The first two relate to the current policy period, i.e. the policy period that is due to expire. And the third gives us the information we need to prepare renewal terms for the next policy period. For the current policy period, we need two things. One, confirmation of key risk information that was provided to Shorer when the policy was written. And two, a list of projects undertaken by our insured, detailing contract values, contract periods, the value of principal supplied materials, and other important information relevant to the projects we are insuring. Shorer uses this information to ensure the policy was correctly set up and calculate the adjustment premium, because unless the actual value of works carried out is exactly the same as the estimate provided to Shorer at the commencement of the policy period, the deposit premium will need to be adjusted. For the next policy period, we will need three things. First, an estimate of the value of works to be done for the next 12 months. Second, an estimate as to where the works are to be carried out. This helps with getting the government charges right. And third, whether or not our insured is looking to branch out into different types of works or take on projects in new places. Shorer uses this information to ensure the policy is correctly set up and calculate the deposit premium correctly. Now available in either runoff or transfer type, the declarations have been streamlined to be more easily understood by our insureds. They capture all the information we need to ensure that the policy does the job and we have discharged our obligations to act in utmost good faith. It's our version of an annual health checkup for your client's construction insurance and your best defence against a possible future professional indemnity claim.
Let's look at a typical scenario.
As we've heard before, Joe Bloggs Building Company, JBBC, is going gangbusters. You, their broker, has put an annual policy in place and JBBC has quickly developed a set-and-forget mentality with their construction insurance. Renewal of the policy is coming up and JBBC have completed the declaration form and returned it to you. Upon review, there appears to be two projects that are outside the annual cover, and you, as their broker, have asked Shorer Construction to confirm coverage.
How does Shorer's cover work?
To provide an annual policy, there needs to be certain parameters set to clearly define what projects are automatically included under the insurance cover. These are detailed in the policy schedule and are summarised as follows. 1. Policy type. Is it runoff or transfer? See Know-How 3, Annual Policies Basic Types, for more information on this. 2. Maximum Contract Value. This is based on your client's largest projects estimated or fixed contract price planned to be undertaken during the policy periods. 3. Maximum Construction Period. 4. Maximum Defects Liability Period. 5. Excluded Projects. And finally, 6. Territorial Limits. These parameters are set to capture all the projects of a similar type that the insured could reasonably expect to undertake in the coming 12 months that Shorer Construction provides automatic cover for. If a project falls outside the box, then Shorer will need to note and allow cover for it, and this might involve a change to the policy terms in relation to that project. So, what about those two projects JBBC overlooked referring to? Well, fortunately, they were both typical of the jobs they normally undertake, and it's most likely they would be noted and allowed. As an example, if a project was located outside the territorial limits and in a cyclone-prone area, SURA would need to impose a cyclone excess and have this agreed to before granting coverage. These situations must always be handled on a case-by-case basis and then individually agreed. SURA will be working to support you and our insured to achieve a satisfactory outcome.
Risk management tips.
What things could you do to better understand what type of construction insurance policy best suits your client's needs? At the start of the policy period, make sure the client is fully informed about which projects are automatically covered and which ones need to be noted and allowed. Send the insured an annual declaration form at least 4 weeks before the end of the policy period and encourage the insured to fully complete it, as this is your best chance to validate the adequacy of cover you've put in place for them. Identify any gaps and bring them to SURA's attention as soon as you can. And finally, identify any changes our insured might need for the new policy period and understand why these are necessary.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed listening to the latest edition of Know How. For more information and to hear other Know Hows, go to our website at sura.com.au.